Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. Way to start off with a bang.
Run.
Don't run.
You don't run. Just I actually debated whether or not I should get out of bed. There was an earthquake this morning. It happened, I'm going to say, at 2:55. My alarm goes off at 3. I'm drifting. I'm kind of awake. I could hear it coming. I could hear it like, I'm like, what is that? And then it was, I don't know how long it was. Probably like 5 seconds. But it felt like it lasted a really long time. Did who all felt it?
We all.
I did.
And even Vinny felt it down in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I felt it.
I was wondering about that.
Wait a minute.
That's so crazy.
Can I hear me? Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, no, I had something wrong. Yeah, I felt it and actually thought, because it was very light, really light, I did feel it.
Yeah.
And I was wide awake. And so I had that, like, first thought was, I'm glad I'm up, because if the kids start tripping or if this gets worse, I'll be able to, you know, take action. But then it didn't. And I thought, which is kind of comes from some experience, I thought, I wonder if that was bad somewhere else.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. That was like, I instantly went, oh, we're good. That was nothing. And then I went, uh-oh. I want to say, was it north? There was an earthquake that hit Santa Cruz really bad and up here. And we felt it down south. I think it hit LA. I don't know. But anyway, that's one of those things where it hit and I actually rumbled in bed and thought, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Because nothing happened.
Right.
And it turned out, it throttled a bunch of places.
Yeah.
That was the first
if you're talking
time.
About the Northridge one,
I
like,
think I am.
I know people who lost their houses.
Yes,
like,
I think
that
I am.
Was, and that would have been like maybe like 93 or 94?
That's exactly the time frame. So yes, that's the one, Northridge.
Got felt up here.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I didn't look it up. But that's sort of where I'm coming from was I instantly went, oh, was it bad somewhere?
It was a good shaker where I was, and I felt exactly the same thing. I'm like, I actually hope that was super local and just a quickie there.
They're calling it a 4.3 on the Richter scale, which is mild. I don't, you know.
Right.
I don't know if
it's
woke you all up. It's not nothing.
Right.
But I don't think that I have no reports of damage or injury.
Right. It was pretty bad in Alameda.
I was going to say, I think they say it's Berkeley was the epicenter.
Yeah.
So, epicenter, so you must have really felt it.
2.5 miles from.
Stuff falling off the.
No, not that bad, but shake the bed violently.
It was very
and,
violent.
Yeah, my dog does. He just went nuts. He didn't know what to do. He starts running around barking. And I'm like. And then we had a second. There was the big, that big shake. And then. Maybe 30 seconds later, a smaller little rumble aftershock that we felt. So it was bad. And I heard in the building here, the building actually was swaying. Like Robin, who works overnights and helps us out with the show, he said that, it was pretty scary in the building here.
Mm.
Well, a lot of these buildings, seems like a pretty new building. I really don't know how long it's been here, but they're all on like rollers and they've all got all this, you know, crazy
anti-earthquake
stuff. So when it's really bad, do you remember we were on the air?
Of course.
And there was and we were on the 31st floor, 32nd floor, one of those at the Embarcadero Center. Mm-hmm. And there was a pretty long, like we were on the air yapping and the thing is happening. And it went on and it did feel like it continued to.
That building moved.
That building had a lot of...
It wasn't just shake. It moved. Yep. It actually...
Seemed like it wiggled a little bit.
Yeah.
I used to have dreams where that building, because it's a tall building, I had dreams where it would fall over and there would be church spires coming up at the windows. Like, we're going to smash
down. Wow, not just fall over, but impaled by church
spires. Impaled by church spires.
Too much omen. Too much.
Didn't happen, Vin. Don't worry.
But
it didn't happen.
I'm just saying, like, that's.
Isn't it funny, though? Just last week, I think we were on the air talking about earthquakes, like, very randomly. And then, not that this was a big one. I mean, knock wood. We're good. Everyone's good. But it was just, we haven't talked about it in quite some time. I wasn't even thinking about it.
What are the texts saying?
Let's see here.
800-400-3697.
There's a girl named Marcy, a woman. Woman. Who works here in the building. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't live far north of me. And she was saying, no, I slept right through it. Or we didn't feel it at all.
As fellow morning people, we both went, oh, good for you.
I know.
Like, you were sound asleep at 2-something. I was wide awake.
2:55. I was not wide awake, but I was definitely awake enough that I heard it and felt it. And I looked at my clock. It was 2:56 afterward. I'm laying there like, oh, God, is anything else going to happen? And my alarm doesn't go off till 3. And I managed to fall back asleep.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I just drifted right back to sleep.
Wow.
I know. Which is a bummer. Because honestly, when you wake up 4 minutes before your alarm and then you fall back to sleep, it's very startling. When
I got some hours, but I was wide awake at 2:55. Mm-hmm.
So a few texts. Woke me up in El Sobrante, actually knocked a picture off the wall and a mason jar off the counter.
Oh,
it sucks when something breaks
bare
like
feet.
That.
Bare feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Got an app called My Shake that will alert you before the earthquake hits. It's like an alarm that goes off. So I woke up. It woke me up before the earthquake actually
wow.
happened. Wow. Mine didn't go off at all.
You have one too?
I have a Shake app. Yeah, I have that app on my phone.
And yours didn't go
mine
off?
Mine didn't go
off.
Oh,
okay.
Well, we need to get the one. Please send us more details on the one that actually alerted you.
Mine probably needed updating. It hasn't updated, but it didn't go off. Maria in Napa, I was half awake and felt the quake here.
Oh, wow.
A tiny little shake.
Well, I guess it's not. I mean, if Vinny felt it way down south, like way up north would feel it too.
Yeah, this was not in any way my imagination. I had no idea. I felt it, and then it was so mild that I truly thought, I hope that wasn't a doozy somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, and I'm glad that's the case. You know, 4.3?
Yeah.
It only gave me a little...
Just a little wiggle?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You ever think, is that an earthquake? And you be like, you just
all the time.
Do you
all the time?
That's so funny. I guess we are, like, even though, you know, you don't spend a ton of time thinking about it, like, it's always a little bit back of mind.
Also, because I'm kind of like you. Sometimes I feel it right before.
Oh, yeah. No, I felt like I could hear it coming.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. But so I was already thinking about earthquakes and kind of waking up before it happens this morning.
Really?
Because I felt it just before.
Mm. Earthquake ESP.
God. Wow.
So yeah.
She needs to have her own app where she could just, like, you know, hit alert.
I should. But no, but that's the thing is sometimes I'm like, I think an earthquake might be coming, and then it never comes the time. So
well,
I'm
there's
only
always
right
that,
like 1 in 50 times.
Earthquake. Yeah. Well, still, I mean,
better
alert
safe than sorry.
Everyone.
I mean, honestly, sure. Let's just sound the alarm.
Bob
why don't we?
It. Bob can feel it.
Oakland Hills listener says it was crazy here and we dove out of bed so dramatic and loud. So Oakland Hills near Berkeley.
It did. That was the thing. It did feel loud. Like my house was really shaking. I could hear everything rattling in the kitchen and it was just, quick.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
As daylight breaks, which we're still not there yet. Hopefully,
people see the, you know, cracks in their
houses.
Yeah,
hopefully there's no, but that'll start to come out and we'll keep you up on it. But
yeah,
hopefully there's no real physical damage besides a mason. You know, those little things are okay. Probably shouldn't have left it on the counter.
Right.
But
it was right there on the edge.
Giant cracks down the foundation of your house. That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
That's real.
I did see they slowed the BART trains down this morning so they could check out the tracks and everything. But I think it's all running
well.
Fine
that
now.
Seems to be a thing that they should do. So thank you, BART.
Yeah, thanks to our safety people who had to get out of bed at 2:55.
They're like, what are you doing?
Welcome to our world.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Other important news, the Niners won.
Oh my God.
John, nail biter there.
John was furious. You know how he's, you got to do the YouTube TV thing now?
No. Well, I mean, he does.
Yeah. So in order for him to get his game, so he golfed yesterday and he set up YouTube TV.
Is he golfing 5 days a week?
He golfs a lot now.
Wow.
I would not say 5 days a week, but at least once or twice a week, at least. So he goes over and he plays 18 holes in San Ramon. Apparently, there's a very nice course there. And he comes back and I'm heading off to bed. It's like, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock. And he tries to start his game up and it had expired. Like he taped it and it said expired. And he was so mad. And not only was it expired, it flashed the final score up for him.
Why would your recording expire unless you ran out of space for the recording?
Which you wouldn't. It's just a YouTube thing. Like it, and it's the first thing he's ever had to record on there. This is the first season he's had. Or no, I guess this is the second season. I'm not sure. But he was unable to record it, or he did record it, and then for some reason, if he didn't watch it right afterward, I guess. But he was so, I was like, okay, bye, have a good night, I hope.
That's, I don't. The way you're explaining it, that's a mistake.
Well,
there's no
way you... The thing was there in his recordings and said expired.
You don't record something and then have it expire the same day. Right. That's not working right.
Right. Sorry, YouTube. But if that's the business model, you're going to have some complaints.
Oh, poor John.
I know. I felt so bad for him. He was like all excited and he was getting his... Well, dinner together.
Does he know the Pats lost?
Because they flashed the score up for him when they said the thing was expired. He was like, oh, thrilling. And now I know what happened, too. He just goes over. He starts like getting on his. I'm sure it sucked. I felt bad. I'm like, goodbye.
I'm old enough that I got to know the Pats when they sucked.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this boy, Tom Brady, comes out of nowhere and they're incredible forever. And now they're back to sucking, and it's funny. It's like, oh, my God, I forgot. These guys, you know, for a while there, they were so automatic. Kind of like the 49ers in the 80s. They were automatic.
Yeah. Automatic sucking, automatic like awesome,
you just
automatic
go,
sucking.
Wow, the Niners will win every game. No one beats them.
I know.
Ever.
Well, those that's were the how it was. Yeah, the, years.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and that's the way the Pats were.
Yeah.
Except now they're not that way.
No, they're not. They're back.
I watched some of that game and was like, oof.
Oh.
But I watched our game, and by the way, we are losing people right and left. And while we
Did
won,
Matt play the whole thing.
He played great, but we lost. We may have lost Bosa.
Oh, geez.
Which is really he's important.
What position is that?
He's defensive player for the Niners, and he's our best defensive player. We've got some good ones, but he's the best.
Mm.
And he may have blown his ACL.
Oh, no.
I don't know that for sure. I don't have confirmation. I'll let you know. But either way, we were losing people right and left. And I thought, oh, my God, and we're going to lose the game. And then we didn't.
Vinny, I love when you do your sports recaps because you give me just enough so that, you know, when I'm at the bar on Tuesday with the boys, I can sound a little educated. So I really appreciate it. Mm. Oh, man, that ACL.
Think that's what it is? I mean, you know, not confirmed yet, but.
What do you think we're going to do?
What type of strain was it?
thank you, Bob. You're wonderful.
Did anybody watch Sneakers over the weekend?
No. I forgot I was not, even supposed
not
to.
Not yet.
I haven't either.
Someone told me, a listener told me you can watch it free on YouTube with ads,
oh, great.
By the way, if you don't want to pay for it.
I don't mind ads.
But it's like $350. $379.
Well, I think I subscribed to some really expensive YouTube program, so I'm hoping that I can watch it without ads. That'd be great.
Did any one of us, actually, we should just start.
Okay.
I can say this stuff later.
Well,
Do you think you'll remember?
I will.
Okay. KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Happy Monday. See you in a sec.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.